We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Good morning. It is 8:32. This is 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. It is Friday, September 21st. Governor Jeff Collier has ordered flags statewide to be flown at half-staff today in honor of Sedgwick County Sheriff's Deputy Robert Coonsey, who was killed in the line of duty last Sunday near Garden Plain. "Our heartfelt condolences to the family and fellow deputies of Deputy Coonsey," said Governor Collier. "We honor him for his selfless service and thank all of our men and women in uniform for the work they do each day to keep us safe." In honor of Coonsey, personnel at Wichita Public Schools are wearing blue today, and they invite the community to do the same. Deputy Coonsey's funeral is at 10 o'clock this morning. That's at Central Community Church on West Maple. That's just west of the Big Ditch. Following the funeral, the procession will proceed west on Maple and then south on 119th Street West to Kellogg for burial at Rest Haven. Maple and 119th Streets will be closed off before and after the noon hour to accommodate the funeral procession. President Trump's former personal lawyer says he's giving critical information to the special counsel on the Russia probe.
Michael Cohen posting on Twitter essentially saying good for Michael Cohen for providing critical information to the Mueller investigation without a cooperation agreement. No one should question his integrity, veracity, or loyalty to his family and country over Donald Trump. ABC's reporting President Trump's former lawyer met several times with investigators from the special counsel's office. Cohen pleaded guilty last month to 8 federal charges and said then-candidate Trump told him to make payments to buy the silence of adult film star Stormy Daniels, as well as a former Playboy model who claimed they had affairs with him. Jill Nato, Fox News.
The owners of the abandoned Joyland Amusement Park in Wichita are putting the land up for sale.
Joyland opened in 1949 and was one of the largest amusement parks in the Southwest. Since it closed in 2006, a series of fires and other vandalism has hit some of the artifacts and rides left at the site. Last month, one of the last rides left, the Wacky Shack, was destroyed in a fire. The Wichita Eagle reports McCurdy Auction will auction the 57-acre property November 7th. The site will be split into 2 separate parcels of commercial land, which can be bought separately or as one purchase. The auction website strongly advises people not to enter the abandoned amusement park due to the potentially dangerous conditions. Dan O'Neill, KNSS News.
Animal lovers swooning over a pet shelter volunteer who naps with cats.
In a post on Facebook, the Safe Haven Pet Sanctuary in Green Bay, Wisconsin, shared photos of a volunteer named Terry snoozing with the felines. Explaining, Terry turned up one day asking to brush the cats. Now he brushes them all and can describe their likes and dislikes. Reps go on to say Terry accidentally falls asleep most days, but they don't mind, saying cats need this and he's a wonderful volunteer. Safe Haven is a cage-free, nonprofit adoption center specializing in rescue kittens with physical or psychological disabilities. The post took off online, earning a front page spot on Reddit. Safe Haven's founder tells BuzzFeed when she let Terry know he'd gone viral, he said he hoped all those people would donate. I'm Kristen Goodwin, Fox News.
There's now a lawsuit over the mishandling of burying bodies at a cemetery in Tennessee. It's now gone to a jury.
Following an almost 3-week trial, a jury in Memphis is deliberating a case surrounding Galilee Memorial Gardens. 1,200 plaintiffs filed a class action lawsuit after an investigation found the cemetery was putting bodies in the wrong places, tossing multiple cadavers in the same grave, even crushing caskets to make them fit. The plaintiffs also believe funeral homes that sent the bodies there should have made sure everything was handled correctly, but attorneys for those funeral homes say it's the cemetery that is solely at fault. Ken Duffy, Fox News.
Let's take a look at the weather forecast here on this Friday morning, heading into the weekend, checking in with meteorologist Dan Holliday. Good morning.
Good morning. Much cooler air is on the way in today, and for the start of the weekend, showers will continue off and on with a high this afternoon 71 and gusty northeast winds. A chilly night ahead with a low 48, sunny and 74 on Saturday, 78 on Sunday. I'm KNSS meteorologist Dan Holliday.
Currently in Wichita, still some scattered light rain in the area. We have a breeze out of the north, 69 degrees. It's 8:37 with Steve and Ted on KNSS. That means it's time to blur that fine line between news and entertainment. Jad Chambers is your master of ceremonies today. And as promised, as we always do on Friday, we take a look at the box office releases.
That's right. New in theaters this weekend. Some new movies out there. It's a big weekend with everything from the fantastical to the teen angstical. I didn't write that copy.
I really didn't. It was funny to hear you read it, though.
Yeah, kind of was. Anyway, to lifetime dramas, to historical dramas, here's Fox's Michelle Pollino.
Fox on film.
I'm Michelle Pollino in the house with a clock in its walls.
Have a look around.
Jack Black and Cate Blanchett star in this magical film about a young orphan named Lewis who aids his uncle in locating a clock with the power to bring about the end of the world.
Let's get married.
In life itself, Oscar Isaac and Olivia Wilde star as a young New York couple that goes from college romance to marriage to the birth of their first child. The unexpected twists of their journey create reverberations that echo over continents and through lifetimes.
Abba Salem just got hacked.
In Assassination Nation, after a malicious data hack exposes the secrets of a small town, chaos descends as four girls fight to survive. Joaquin Phoenix and John C. Reilly star as the sister brothers in 1850s Oregon chasing down a gold prospector.
You could write.
Finally, Keira Knightley stars as Colette, who is pushed by her husband to write novels under his name. Upon their success, she fights to make her talents known. That's Fox on Film on Fox News.
So a lot of new movies hitting theaters this weekend.
Yeah, apparently, yeah.
We'll see if any of them are any good, I guess. Spotify rolling out some new tools to help independent musicians release tracks without a record label. Here's Fox's Kirsten Goodwin.
Spotify announcing a feature to let independent artists upload their own tracks directly to the service instead of through a record label or distributor, which take a cut of the revenue. The upload tool is free. Spotify will not charge any fees or commissions of its own. Artists will be paid as usual. A rep for Spotify tells Billboard there will be no limit or constraint on how often they can upload. We've focused on making the tool easy, flexible, and transparent. Users calling it a game changer. Jacob tweeting, "One small step for Spotify, one giant leap for independent musicians and creators." For now, the feature is only available in the U.S. on an invites-only basis. I'm Kristen Goodwin, Fox News.
So for now, it's invites-only, but pretty soon, be ready for everyone, I suppose. Okay, J.R.R. Tolkien's The Hobbit was first published on this day back in 1937. It is, of course, the forerunner to his epic Lord of the Rings trilogy. In this clip from the Peter Jackson film adaptation, The Hobbit, An Unexpected Journey, Gandalf gives a sword to Bilbo Baggins.
I can't take this.
The blade is of elvish make, which means it will glow blue when orcs or goblins are nearby.
I have never used a sword in my life.
And I hope you'll never have to. But if you do, remember this. True courage is about knowing not when to take a life, but when to spare one.
That from the Hobbit, An Unexpected Journey, The Hobbit, the book, published 81 years ago today. On this day in music history, here's a big one. The Jimi Hendrix Experience released their cover of Bob Dylan's All Along the Watchtower. That was released as a single today in 1968. A lot of people consider it to be the definitive version of the song. One of the people that thinks that, Bob Dylan, says the Jimi Hendrix Experience just got this just right. So
there you go.
I love this song. All Along the Watchtower is excellent. Happy birthday today to one of the biggest successes in television history. We talked about it a little bit earlier this morning. Monday Night Football first kicked off on this date, 1970 on ABC. The big television success, Monday Night Football, and this was the very first game. And like you guys said earlier, That very first game was, of course, same game we had last night.
The Jets and the Browns.
So kind of worked out that way. But, yeah, Monday Night Football first kicked off on this date in 1970s. Birthdays today.
Jackson was on the call.
That's right. Birthdays today. We are going to start with a big one. Huge birthday, Ted. Huge. Liam Gallagher turns 46 years old today. Well, okay, maybe it's not so huge. Anyway, Liam Gallagher's the...
I was going to say, Mike Kennedy was yesterday. How could we possibly top that?
We should have played some highlights of Mike. We got plenty.
Yeah. Now, Liam Gallagher's lead singer of Oasis. He's 46 today, so started a little small there, I guess. Also born on this day, same day, well, earlier, Stephen King, 71
Stephen
years
King,
old today.
71. I would have guessed he's older than that.
No, not quite. He does kind of look it, but yeah. Stephen King, 71 years old today, best known, of course, for his works of horror and suspense.
Very prolific writer.
Yeah,
writes a lot of material.
I wouldn't necessarily say I'm a fan. I do like some Stephen King books. He's written some good stuff out there. So anyway, happy birthday to Stephen King. No, we'll end with the big birthday. We'll end with a huge birthday. Today is Bill Murray's birthday.
Bill Murray.
Yeah.
You or any of your family ever seen a spook, specter, or ghost?
So I guess the question we have to ask ourselves today is, does Phil feel lucky?
Rita, I'm reliving the same day over and over. Groundhog Day. Today.
Before I knew it, she was walking next to me, singing, do I did it, I'm kidding, do.
Ooh, all right. But you, let's do a little singing this morning. Ooh.
Training, sir!
Training, sir!
That's the fact, Jack!
That's the fact, Jack!
Little medley of Bill Murray's work.
That's right. I believe you were here in Stripes, mm-hmm. Ghostbusters, yep. Caddyshack, yep. Groundhog yep. Day. Now, Bill Murray, what can you say? Amazing. Amazing talent.
Nice body of work right there, yep.
Yep. And again, he was, he's,
still working.
Still working. Yep. 68 years old today. He was born on this day in 1950. Ted, that is all we have this week for the Blurb. We'll be bringing you some more Blur on Monday.
Well, of course we will.
And of course, the Blur every day is brought to you by Pizza John's in Derby.
Yeah, now Pizza, remember they're closed on Sunday.
That's
so
right.
If you want to have your fix, you got to get in there today and tomorrow. They're open Monday through Saturday, 11 a.m. to 10 p.m. They do a great carryout business. So jot down their phone number if you want to carry out. 788-2011. 788-2011. Man, boy, I could use a Pizza John's pizza right now.
Sounds really good.
They're right there on K-15 at 208 South Baltimore. Pizza John's in Derby. It is 844 with Steve and Ted on KNSS. This is the final full day of summer. That means the autumnal equinox is tomorrow night. And we'll talk some about the equinox coming up. Steve and Ted on KNSS.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.